It's here and now. And today on ESPN, President Obama revealed that the top of his March Madness brackets is Michigan State, picking the Spartans to beat defending champion Louisville in the championship game next month.
It's been a while since there's a 1-1, and he knows how to motivate folks, and he knows how to coach. So my pick, Michigan State, bring it home for me.
Izzo, Tom Izzo, the coach at Michigan State. His Spartans won the national title in 2000. And the president is pretty good. He picked Louisville to make it to the title game last year, although he had them losing to Indiana. This year, he also picked Florida and Arizona to make the Final Four, which means I might steal that and whatever Mike Pesca has in his brackets. Yes, Mike Pesca, we've stopped wearing black and mourning because while he has left NPR, he's now with Slate, and we're thrilled to say also a contributor to Here and Now. Mike, welcome.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. We really were wearing black. We really were mourning for a while, but here you
are.
Not
for the slimming effect, yes?
Yes, that too. We'll start with the president's picks. A Final Four, Michigan State, Louisville, Florida, and Arizona. What do you think?
To me, this is fascinating. I say, hold the Myers-Briggs personality inventory. Show me how a guy fills out his brackets, and that will tell me all I need to know about that guy or girl. President Obama always does this. He is the most cautious bracket filler outer there is. I mean, he picked Harvard in an upset. That would be a mini upset. That they're about a 3-point underdog against Cincinnati. But really, in every bracket, he almost always has the favorite advancing, and he does this every year. And so what this means is that he has a plausible bracket. This is a guy, of course, known as No Drama Obama, who's steady hand. He has a plausible bracket. He's not making any wild choices, but he's almost guaranteeing himself that if he plays in a pool of more than 7 people, and he doesn't, but if he did, he's going to lose because he doesn't ever do anything at all daring. So I kind of hate President Obama's brackets. It has no flair. The aesthetics of it are just extremely boring.
Well, what are your Final Four? Or what would you say what he was drastically missing?
Well, you know, it does seem like, oh, he picked a couple of 4 seeds to advance, but those are the 1, 2, 3, and 4 favorites in Las Vegas, and that's who he picked to advance. So my advice is I would pick a team like Arizona, sure, and I do think Louisville's a good team, but if you do that, you're going to lose your pool. So I say try to get some value out of a team like Kansas. Now, no one's picking Kansas because they have a great center, Joel Embiid, who might not play. But if he does play, especially if he comes back next weekend, that's a team that could make the Final Four. Why not pick them to make it? And I also say, why not pick Wichita State to make it? They are undefeated coming in. They did make the Final Four last year. And yeah, they have a really tough road ahead of them. But since so few people are picking them, you get more value if you put the Shockers into the Final Four. And isn't it so fun to say I have the Shockers in the Final Four?
It's I wouldn't know. I've never been there. But I'm writing it down. Kansas, Wichita State. This is how I do it. You know, what other
All
people
right.
tell me to do. But, you know, Warren Buffett offering $1 billion to anyone who does the complete bracket. We've been hearing the stats about how impossible that is. But that's just pulling even more people in. Why is this so popular?
Yeah, well, it is a 9 quintillion-to-1 shot
right.
to get the bracket right. But and then you know, better experts have said it's really 128 billion to one shot if you don't do crazy things like taking the 16 over the 1, which usually doesn't happen. And which just means if every man, woman, and child on Earth filled out a bracket, there'd be like only a 1 in 25 chance that someone would get it right. And I could just see the herdsman outside of Ulaanbaatar saying, no, I think Stephen F. Austin is a good ball control offense. But that's exactly right. The bracket is what makes this into such a compelling sporting event. You know, there was a statistic out that says that, and this is true, the NCAA makes more money on its tournament, on its postseason tournament, than any other sports league, the professionals included. The NFL, this culturally ascendant property, does not make as much money in ad revenue on its playoffs as the NCAA does. And the reason is not that college basketball is popular, because it really isn't. It's the brackets. It really is. It's the fact that it's exciting. It's a one-and-done tournament. You don't need a lot of pre-information going in. You know, everyone could kind of intuit what Wichita versus Kentucky means, but filling out the brackets makes this thing.
Well, also, there seems to be a certain innocence to it. Let's, you know, I do claim that. Mike Pesca from Slate and Here and Now, thank you so much.
You're welcome.